Welcome to the Sandler Training Hour, where we've been going over the last few weeks through our list of Sandler rules. Some of them are official and some are not official. Jim, this week, do we have an official rule or a non-official rule?
Probably borderline. It's non-official, but I use it so much, everybody thinks it's an official Sandler rule. And the rule is this: the confused mind says no. The confused mind says no. And I think the reason I think this is so germane and important for salespeople to be aware of is we get so excited and passionate about our product or service. Somebody asks us a question, well, can you guys do this? And it just excites that passion. And we start to answer that with passion and oftentimes too much context.
Well, and it really goes to a core psychological need for humans, which we talked about last week related to transactional analysis, which is okay or not okayness. The more information someone's telling you about something you don't know about, the more not okay you're going to feel. And in a conversation, when someone's asking me my opinion about something, especially if it's a yes or no opinion, and I don't know, it's always easier to defer to no. Because if someone says yes, then you can say, "That's curious. I'm wondering, why would you say yes?" Which is harder to answer than, "I'm curious, why would you say no?" Because if I say no, I'm going to say some version of, "I didn't want to," or whatever. Which it's easier to defend my wants and needs versus.
And if you think about that concept of okay, not okay, if you ask me a question I have the answer to, that makes me feel more okay. And the more I talk about it, the better I feel, because I've got this stored up wealth of knowledge that I've been hoping somebody would want to tap into. And you ask a question, how would you do blank? And it's like, wow, I got somebody who really is interested without finding out if the interest is genuine or what specifically is the interest or if it's just they're being polite. So the confused mind says no is about recognizing that it really supports the 70-30 rule. 70% of the time, we should be actively listening, 30% asking questions, or when we're asked a question, reversing that, asking a question of it, so that we can get to really what is the client looking for. Because I have found in my experience, what the question they want the answer to is not the question I think they want the answer to.
Well, and just think about all the opportunities you have in your life, or I'm thinking in my life, for instance, of being confused and what my default response is. There's not a lot of times that I'm asking for clarifying questions to people. I do a fair amount of it, but that's because I've been trained to do it. Like, I know that clarifying questions is a great way to get further information. And I don't think it's our default mode to be in an inquisitive mind that is looking for someone to clearly articulate what they need, especially because if you think about the general conversations you're having with people, there's a reason why you're having the majority of conversations. You're not just chatting with the world, you're trying to get stuff done. And so when you're trying to get stuff done, we can default into a lack of clarity because oftentimes, and you know this especially with relation to managers, their default is to give instructions and then not clarify. And then when the confused mind says no to their employees, well, their employees don't do something and say, "Well, your instructions weren't clear."
You bring up a very subtle but profound point, and that is the confused mind might say no, but they are likely not going to say no to you, right? So their brain in a buyer-seller relationship, what no from a confused mind sounds like is a think it over. Well, this was great information, Jim. Thank you so much. I'm going to give it careful consideration, and we'll get back to you next quarter. I mean, that's probably the direct result of either too much information or not the right information. And if you've been in sales a while, you understand that a think it over is really a slow no.
Yeah. I mean, we can dumb it down even further and say, listen to Jack Johnson. One of his songs goes, "It seems to me that maybe pretty much always means no."
Maybe pretty much always means no. That's true.
So if you're waiting around for a maybe, if you're hanging on by the thread of hope, you're sort of losing track of the foundational things that you could do to get clarity with any engagement. And while it seems like, well, that's this unnecessary pushing in the majority of circumstances, it's okay to be firm, to be clear, to ask for clarity, and to give clarity. Like, you don't get the best results with people by obfuscating the truth.
Yeah.
Because that sounds like it's clear.
Yeah, the fine line there is one of our suggestions is, when you're under attack, don't justify or defend. But oftentimes you want to provide a context.
Yeah.
So a context can sound like justifying and defending.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the important element of acceptance. You know, I hear you loud and clear. What I'm hearing you say is A, B, and C, which must make you feel X and Y. Would it be helpful to understand more of the context behind our decision? Or should we just jump forward to a resolution? So that lets you ask for an invitation to provide more information, but they need to want it. So if the confused mind says no, it's usually the result of overwhelming information that wasn't requested.
Yes.
If you want to provide added information, get permission to do so.
Mm-hmm. Or ask if it's necessary.
Yeah.
And you can do that by any of the strategies that we teach. And speaking of more information, if you're looking for more information about what those strategies are or could be, well, we're not going to give them to you. You should reach out to us at 208-429-9275, or you can send an email to Jim or jason.stevens@sandler.com. Somehow you got to this site, so there's probably information on it that you could use to further contact us. But remember, the rule for today is the confused mind says no. If you're leaving people confused, you're not giving yourself the best chance to be successful. Be clear, be concise, and try your hardest to be understood. Let us know if you need anything. We're always here to help.